Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery. Coffee Break French, Season 4, Episode 4.
Bonjour à tous, bonjour Marc.
Et bonjour Pierre-Benoît, nous sommes très contents d'être ici avec vous encore une fois et aujourd'hui j'ai la pêche.
Et ben moi en fait Marc, je suis naze et c'est pas souvent, je pense que c'est à cause du temps.
Tu as raison, il fait bien un petit peu plus froid aujourd'hui, mais ne t'en fais pas.
Oh bravo Marc, tu réutilises, et moi aussi, des expressions déjà vues dans l'épisode précédent.
Exactement. Mais dans cet épisode, nous allons continuer notre histoire. Et cette fois-ci avec le mail de Mathieu. Mathieu répond à Gabriel. Now, just before we get to that mail, a word of explanation perhaps. This could well be the first episode of Coffee Break French that you've ever listened to. And if that's the case, then you should know that there is a full course available on iTunes and at our website at coffeebreakfrench.com, where you can learn French with me and the whole team here at Coffee Break French. This is the fourth episode in our new series, in which we are following the lives of four people, all centered around the wonderful city of Paris. So we're going to move straight on with this episode and Mathieu's response to Gabrielle's email from last week. Okay, c'est parti.
Salut Gabrielle. Je suis tellement ravi de recevoir ce mail de ta part. J'avais peur que tu m'en veuilles encore pour l'autre fois. J'ai vraiment été stupide ce soir-là. Tu as tout à fait raison. J'ai bien bu un ou deux verres de trop. Je me sens encore tout penaud. Je suis complètement d'accord avec toi. Ne gâchons pas une amitié de si longue date pour une bêtise pareille. Allez, tirons un trait sur cette soirée. Au fait, avant de changer de sujet, tu dis que je ne t'ai pas envoyé de mail depuis cette fameuse soirée. Ceci est faux. Je t'en ai envoyé un le lendemain matin pour m'excuser une première fois. Il était tellement court, tu as dû l'oublier. Enfin, maintenant, n'en parlons plus, et changeons de sujet. Je vois que tu es bien occupé au boulot. Peut-être que les gens en ont marre et souhaitent changer de look car c'est le printemps. En tout cas, je suis content de voir que ta petite affaire marche bien. En ce qui concerne le sport, c'est bien que tu aies enfin trouvé le temps de t'inscrire dans un club de sport. Cela te changera les idées après une longue journée de boulot. De mon côté, oui, je continue toujours de courir. En général, je cours deux fois par semaine. Cela me permet de me dégourdir les jambes après une journée au bureau et surtout de me vider la tête. Tu sais, le métier de comptable, ce n'est pas très palpitant. Tiens, en parlant de boulot, je travaille en ce moment pour un client au Canada. Heureusement, de Montréal, car tu connais mon niveau d'anglais. Je le parle comme une vache espagnole. C'est un peu plus intéressant, mais très stressant, car je dois tout gérer seul. Enfin, tu me connais, j'ai besoin de responsabilité. À part ça, pas grand-chose de neuf. Tiens donc, tu as croisé Thomas. Et que devient-il, celui-là? Tu sais, je n'ai rien à te dire. Tu es grande, tu peux faire ce que tu veux. Je te dirais juste de faire attention. Selon moi, un Don Juan ne change pas. Je ne voudrais surtout pas te revoir dans le même état que la dernière fois. Je tiens trop à toi pour te voir souffrir. Bon. Il est déjà 23h30. Tu me connais, je ne suis pas un couche-tard. Donc il vaut mieux que j'aille me coucher pour pouvoir affronter mes chiffres demain matin. Donne-moi vite de tes nouvelles. Je t'embrasse. Mathieu.
« Et encore une fois, Marc, un nouveau texte avec du vocabulaire très intéressant, de nouvelles expressions idiomatiques et quelques points de grammaire pointus.
Exactement. Alors, regardons le texte de plus près. Et nous allons commencer avec la version anglaise. Enfin, pas une traduction, mais une explication de l'histoire de ce mail. So, this is our first email from Mathieu. And as you know by now, Mathieu is living and working in Paris. And he's an accountant. Il est comptable. And as we heard in the previous text, Mathieu had tried to kiss Gabrielle. And this hadn't gone down too well. He opens his email with yet another apology. He's feeling ashamed and he agrees with Gabrielle, saying, let's not spoil such a long friendship over something silly. Ne gâchons pas une amitié de si longue date pour une bêtise pareille. He's pleased that Gabrielle is busy at work and that things are going well. Mathieu is also pleased to hear that Gabrielle has joined a sports club. C'est bien que tu aies trouvé le temps de t'inscrire dans un club de sport. Mathieu is continuing his sporting activities, running twice a week. He says that this helps him to stretch his legs after a day at work. Now, talking of work, he explains that he has a new Canadian client. Unfortunately, the client is French-speaking because Mathieu's English is not great and he uses a really nice expression to say that. We'll come back to that later. Other than that, there's not much happening at work. Mathieu mentions Gabrielle's ex, Thomas. He says that he doesn't mind what Gabrielle does. She's old enough to make her own decisions. However, he thinks once a womanizer, always a womanizer. Selon moi, un donjon ne change pas. Finally, he says that it's late already and he needs to get some sleep as he's not a night owl. He's looking forward to Gabrielle's next email. And that summarizes the main points of Mathieu's email. Alors, nous allons continuer maintenant avec notre leçon. Et permets-moi à repérer quatre bonnes expressions de ce texte. Et tu vas les expliquer maintenant?
Oui, la première expression idiomatique, Marc, c'est « je me sens encore tout penaud ».
Alors, écoutons ce que Mathieu a dit.
« Je me sens encore tout penaud ».
Encore cette expression « se sentir », Marc.
Exactement. La semaine dernière, Gabrielle disait « Je sais que tu te sens seul à Paris. I know that you feel alone or lonely in Paris. » Ici, c'est Mathieu qui dit « Je me sens tout penaud ». Now, if you look up penaud in the dictionary, you will get something like ashamed or shamefaced. But I think it's a little more than that.
I think it's like you're feeling that small.
Yeah, you're feeling so small because you really feel embarrassed about how you've behaved.
It will depend on the context, Mark, but sheepish would
yeah,
work, yeah.
Possibly, yeah, sheepish. So if you're feeling, perhaps Mathieu wasn't feeling sheepish as such, but maybe ashamed, embarrassed about what he had done. Anyway, se sentir penaud. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. In the Coffee Break French Season 4 podcasts, we focus on three or four of the main expressions and phrases used in the texts. And of course, Pierre Benoit and I discuss them. But we also produce an extended version. And in this extended version, we talk about everything in the text. So going through all of the texts and explaining all of the grammar, all of the vocabulary used there, and talking about that in an extended podcast. You can access that along with full transcripts at coffeebreakacademy.com. Ok, let's get on with the lesson. Alors, nous allons continuer avec notre deuxième expression.
Cela me permet de me dégourdir les jambes après une journée au bureau et surtout de me vider la tête.
This is a nice expression. Se dégourdir les jambes.
Oui, si on a passé, comme Mathieu, toute une journée au bureau, on travaille trop, on n'a pas beaucoup bougé et les jambes sont lourdes, sont engourdies. Donc, il est nécessaire de se dégourdir les jambes.
D'accord. Donc, il a dit aussi que cela fait du bien de se vider la tête aussi.
Oui, de se changer les idées, de se vider la tête.
Vide, le mot vide veut dire empty.
Oui.
Donc, to empty one's head, se vider la tête.
Mark, you wouldn't say to empty your head, would you?
Tu as bien raison, on dirait plutôt to clear your head, to clear one's head, se vider la tête.
And pour se dégourdir les jambes, what would you say?
To stretch your legs.
Bravo.
Before we move on, there's one other thing I'd like to talk about, and that's this. Cela me permet de faire quelque chose. That allows me to do something. It's a useful phrase, and you can follow it with any infinitive. Cela me permet de faire mes devoirs avant de sortir. Cela me permet de voyager beaucoup.
Just don't forget the de.
Exactement. Okay, let's move on to our third expression.
Je tiens trop à toi pour te voir souffrir.
This is a nice one too. Je tiens trop à toi. Je tiens à toi.
I'm fond of you. You mean a lot to me.
It's so nice of you to say that.
I'm not looking at you, Mark, when I'm saying this.
Okay. Of course, we're talking about our listeners here. Nous tenons à vous. One of the things about this expression is that it's a situation where in English we would say more you mean something to me as opposed to I hold you closely in my heart. Je tiens à toi. But in English we would say more likely you mean a lot to me. You mean the world to me, par exemple.
Yeah, it's a wee bit like that expression with monkey.
Exactement. Tu me manques. I miss you. Je tiens à toi.
You mean the world to me.
Exactly. Je tiens trop à toi pour te voir souffrir. So seeing that swap of subjects, you mean too much to me for me to see you suffer. It's quite complicated when we need to think about those changing subjects, and indeed a little easier in French. I hold you too closely to my heart to see you suffer, if that makes sense. Je tiens trop à toi pour te voir souffrir. Alors, dernière expression.
Il vaut mieux que j'aille me coucher pour pouvoir affronter mes chiffres demain matin.
As we know, Mathieu is an accountant and he's got to affronter ses chiffres demain matin. Now, les chiffres are the figures, literally the numbers, the figures that he's going to be working on tomorrow morning. And he's got to affronter ses chiffres. He's got to face up to his figures.
Oui, le front.
Exactement. Le front, c'est the forehead. So, le front, affronter, to confront, perhaps. To confront his figures tomorrow morning. But the first part of the sentence is interesting because he said, il vaut mieux que j'aille me coucher. Now you'll have recognized j'aille in there as what?
The subjunctive.
The subjunctive of the verb aller, que j'aille. Okay, so il vaut mieux que is an expression that takes the subjunctive. And the way we translate this into English is, I'd better do something. So, il vaut mieux que j'aille, I'd better go. Il vaut mieux que je fasse, I'd better do.
Il vaut mieux que je continue,
I'd better continue. Il vaut mieux que nous finissions
cet épisode
de Coffee Break French.
D'accord.
So that is almost where we're going to leave this episode. But just before we do, I'd like to tell you a little bit about our members' content. Our members' content for episode 4 includes a full transcript for the episode that you've just heard. So you'll get the full text of Mathieu's email and also all the discussion and all the language, the French that we've used in our discussion of that text. But the main attraction, if you like, of the members' content is our language study episode. And in that episode, we go through the full text, line by line, word by word, and you'll get a full explanation of everything that is covered in this mail. And there are lots and lots of nice expressions, including that really cool phrase that Mathieu uses to express his lack of experience in talking English.
And our listeners, Mark, can find out all they need to know about the members' version at coffeebreakfrench.com.
Absolument. D'accord. Alors, c'est tout pour aujourd'hui.
Oh, moi je commençais juste à m'amuser.
Ah, je suis désolé, moi je suis un peu fatigué quand même.
Ouais, moi aussi.
Allez, donc merci beaucoup comme d'habitude et à la prochaine.
Au revoir.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee. So we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted specialty coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.